WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Plenty of high school sporting activities around the area yesterday. First, let's start with the Boys State Soccer Championships, the tournament held at County Park in Des Moines. In Class 1A first-round play yesterday, it was Mid Prairie downing Riverside by a final of 6-1. Tanner Ford scored the Bulldogs' only goal as they finished their season with a mark of 16-3, bowing out in the quarterfinal round. Also, Dyersville-Beckman Catholic beat Columbus Community 3-0. It was Iowa City-Regina over West Central Valley 4-0. Clear Lake moved on with a 2-1 win over MOC Floyd Valley. In Class 2A first-round action yesterday, Norwalk defeats Glenwood 2-1. That match went to penalty kicks to be decided. Cedar Rapids Xavier upset top seed Bishop Heland Catholic in overtime 3-2. Perry beat Clear Creek Amana 2-1 and Waverly Shellrock on penalty kicks, defeating Central Clinton by a 4-3 final. Also yesterday in Class 3A first-round play, Johnston beat Ames 1-0. Linmar over Iowa City High 3-1. Iowa City West downing West Des Moines Valley 2-0. And Cedar Rapids Washington posting a 2-0 win over Sioux City West. Those winners all move on into today's semifinals. Also yesterday was the first day of the girls' state individual tennis tournament. In Class 1A action yesterday, in first-round singles, Kate Walker of Red Oak was a winner over Hannah Fox of Waverly Shellrock, winning 6-love and 6-2. For Walker, she moved into the quarterfinals, where she was a winner there as well, as Walker beat Stephanie Wills of West Burlington Notre Dame 6-love and 6-love, as Kate Walker of Red Oak moves into the semifinals in singles in Class 1A. Now, Walker's teammate, Paige Van Osdell of Red Oak, was defeated by Haley Resnick of Davenport Assumption in first-round action, 6-love and 6-love, and that knocked Van Osdell into the consolation round, where she was a winner over Lily Peterson of Fort Dodge St. Edmund, 6-love and 6-2, and then Van Osdell stayed alive in the quarterfinals of consolation with a win over Stephanie Wills of Burlington Notre Dame, 6-3 and 6-love. Also in Class 1A doubles play yesterday, the doubles team of Erica Sherman and Grace Blomstead of Red Oak was a winner, beating Chelsea Posch and Emma Friedley of Waverly Shellrock 6-love and 6-1 to move into the second round, where Sherman and Blomstead were winners again. They beat Gabby Greco and Maggie Weber of Waterloo Columbus 6-3, 2-6, and 6-4. So they move into the semifinals in doubles in Class 1A. Also in 1A doubles yesterday, Audrey Fayock and Jenna Taylor of Creston were winners in their first round match, beating Ryan Petovich and Hannah Schoening of Spirit Lake Okoboji 6-2 and 6-3. That moved them into the second round, where Fayock and Taylor then were beaten by Lindsey Grahams and Kylie Vogel of Comanche 6-3 and 6-love. And then that knocked Fayock and Taylor into the quarterfinals of consolation in the doubles in 1A, and they were beaten there as well by Ashley Maley and Kayla Roush of Waverly Shellrock 6-1 and 6-3. Also yesterday in Class 1A doubles, first round action, it was Kayla Rogers and Sarah Cabine of Clarinda falling to the defending champs, Lindsay and Lauren McManus of Waterloo Columbus, 6-love and 6-1. So Cabine and Rogers dropped into consolation, where they were winners over Lake and Bolts and Lexus Kemp of Keokuk, 6-1, 4-6, and 1-love. That moved them into the quarterfinals, where they were knocked out there by Ashley Maley and Gabby Greco and Maggie Weber of Waterloo Columbus. They beat Rogers and Cabine of Clarinda 6-3 and 7-6 in doubles. Now also Class 2A in first round singles, Abby Bergsten of Lewis Central was a winner over Griffin Rash of Clinton 3-6, 7-5 and 6-2 in the first round. In quarterfinal action, though, Bergsten fell to Judith Fan of Ames 6-2 and 6-love. That knocked Bergsten into the quarterfinals of consolation in 2A, where she stayed alive with a 6-1, 6-2 victory over Ellie Anderson of Linmar. Now, action will continue today as they'll finish up that state tennis championship tournament today. In high school softball play last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Atlantic, a non-conference winner over Cam, 17-2. Harlan beat Creston twice, 5-3 and 15-3. Shenandoah down St. Albert a couple of times, 3-2 and 11-1. It was Denison over Clarinda, 7-1 and 20-3. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic, 2-1 and 2-0 in a doubleheader. Western Iowa Conference play saw Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 12-1. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Arweva over Adair Casey 21-12. Guthrie Center edging Coon Rapids Bayard 1-0. Elsewhere around the area in softball last night, Lenox beat Southwest Valley 8-3, Mount Air over Bedford 10-5, Fremont Mills beat Sydney 16-8, East Mills over Nishnabotna 20-7, Stanton downing Essex 15-12. In boys baseball action yesterday in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, St. Albert over Shenandoah 14-0. Creston beat Harlan 5-2. Kemper Catholic down Glenwood 7-6 in the first game of a doubleheader. Glenwood took the nightcap 5-1, and Denison beat Clarinda 6-3. Western Iowa Conference baseball saw Logan Magnolia down Tri-Center 5-1. East Sac County over IKM Manning 9-1. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Newell Fonda 15-3. Arweva beat Adair Casey 15-0. Also in boys baseball, Nishnabotna was an 11-0 winner over East Mills. Stanton beat Essex 16-6. Mount Air over Bedford 12-10. Lennox beat Southwest Valley 4-1. And Fremont Mills over Sydney by a final of 4-0. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Yordano Ventura threw six innings in his return from a sore elbow, and the Kansas City Royals rallied to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2 last night, ending a string of eight straight home losses to their in-state rivals. Ventura was skipped in his previous time through the rotation because of minor elbow pain, but he looked pretty sharp in his return. He pitched to contact and took advantage of some sharp defense, which helped him to limit the damage whenever he ran into trouble. The Royals rallied for three runs off of Michael Wacha to take the lead in the sixth inning, while Francisly Bueno and Wade Davis each pitched a perfect inning in relief to help secure the victory. Other interleague action yesterday saw Miami beat Tampa Bay 11-6, Milwaukee over Minnesota 8-5. In the American League, the Yankees beat Oakland 2-1, Toronto over Detroit 7-3, Houston over the LA Angels 8-5, Texas beat Baltimore 8-6. In the National League, San Francisco over Cincinnati 6-1, Washington beat Philadelphia 4-2, Chicago over New York 7-4, and Arizona 12-7 winners over Colorado. Well, the Houston Astros selected California high school pitcher Brady Aiken with the number one pick in the Major League Baseball draft. The fireballing left-hander from San Diego's Cathedral Catholic High School is just the third prep pitcher to be selected first overall, joining fellow lefties Brian Taylor in 1991 and David Clyde in 1973. With the second pick, Miami took hard-throwing Texas high school pitcher Tyler Kolek. He's a 6'5", 230-pounder from Shepherd High School in Texas. He's touched as high as 102 miles per hour on the radar gun. The Chicago White Sox selected North Carolina State left-hander Carlos Rodon with the third overall pick. He was widely regarded as the top college pitcher available. Indiana catcher Kyle Schwarber went number four overall to the Chicago Cubs as the first position player selected. Nick Gordon, the son of former big leaguer Tom Gordon and the brother of the Dodgers D. Gordon, went fifth overall to the Minnesota Twins. Well, Miami's quest for an NBA three-peat began by getting wilted in San Antonio. The Spurs closed the game on a 31-6 run to take the opener of the NBA Finals by beating the Heat 110-95. An air conditioning malfunction caused temperatures inside AT&T to approach 90 degrees. The Heat got to Miami superstar LeBron James, who missed the final 7 minutes because of leg cramps. He had to be helped off the court at one point, appearing exhausted. He still led the Heat with 25 points in his 33 minutes. Dwayne Wade added 19 points. The Spurs made 14 of 16 shots in all six of their three-point attempts while outscoring the Heat 36-17 in the fourth quarter. Tim Duncan led the Spurs with 21 points and 10 rebounds on 9 of 10 shooting from the field. Tony Parker added 19. Manu Ginobili added 16 points and 11 assists, while Danny Green hit a couple of big three-pointers late and added 13 points. This is the first NBA Finals rematch since 1998. Game 2 is set for Sunday night, also in the Alamo City. Well, Kentucky has given coach John Calipari a 7-year, $52.5 million contract extension that will pay a base package of $6.5 million next season and $8 million over each of the final 3 seasons. Already one of college basketball's highest-paid coaches, Calipari led the Wildcats to the 2012 NCAA championship, and the Wildcats reached the title game last April before losing to Connecticut 60-54. Coach Cal has often been rumored as a potential coaching candidate for NBA coaching openings, most recently this spring with the Los Angeles Lakers. Calipari quickly reiterated his happiness with Kentucky, even tweeting his commitment after Los Angeles fired Mike D'Antoni. Well, the Chicago Bears have agreed to a 1-year contract with former Notre Dame and Carolina Panthers quarterback Jimmy Clausen. Clausen appeared in 13 games for Carolina from 2010 to 2013 after starring at Notre Dame. He made 10 starts as a rookie and threw for 1,558 yards with 3 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in a 2-14 season. The Panthers drafted Cam Newton the following April, and they waived Clausen last August. The Kansas City Chiefs signed wide receiver Deion Anthony and cornerback Justin Rogers while waiving defensive lineman Rahsaan Broussard as they finished the second week of voluntary team workouts. Anthony is attempting to make the switch from quarterback, which he played in college at Troy last season. And in golf, Ben Crane shot a 7-under par 63 at TPC at Southwind to take the lead in the suspended first round of the St. Jude Classic. 60 players were unable to finish their round yesterday. Peter Malnati shot a 65, and Billy Horschel also was 5-under with two holes left to play. Retief Goosen and Joe Durant each had a 66, while Phil Mickelson opened with a 67. This is the final tournament before next week's U.S. Open. Mickelson hasn't won in 19 events since his victory in last year's British Open, and he's coming off a 49th place finish at the Memorial last week. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.